College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm DJ Hoey D.
And I'm DJ Anxiety.
And this is Don't Assume My Genre. And today we have a very special show for you guys. It's Warped Tour Week because the list of bands was just announced. And so we will only be playing songs by bands this year's Warped Tour.
Some highlights we've got are Andy Black, Hands Like Houses, and Bowling for Soup. Seems like it's going to be a good lineup this year.
It's going to be lit. I can say that.
All right, our first song is called Renegade by Stack Like Pancakes. And we were looking this music up yesterday, and this band seemed to be kind of like a ska type-ish stuff, something that our friend Will Moustakakis might like. So
they also have a great name.
They do have a great name.
Some of the names of these bands are amazing.
They really are. So enjoy this one, Renegade by Stack Like Pancakes.
Just another life, but maybe tomorrow I'll die. I'm not a pessimist, I'm just a realist, and I think I'm winning the race to the other side. There's plenty of room for another life, so maybe tomorrow I'll try. There's a figure who saved me once before, but I can't remember what she looks like. I keep thinking I can help myself, but I keep thinking about someone. Sailing, but always off the shore. Maybe I'm not just another life, or maybe tomorrow I'll die. I don't know why I would run from you, my dear, but I can't remember why I'm here. Everything is nothing in the face of everything with my lone blind eyes. I'll be your king, even if we leave the lights on. I'm a renegade with a little bit of fight left. I'll expend it all when I feel a hip press. I'll pretend for a moment, cause everything.
And that was Renegade by Stacked Like Pancakes. Our next song is We Don't Have to Dance by Andy Black, the singer of a band you may have heard of called the Black Veil Brides.
Now, I personally was never really a fan of Black Veil Brides. I think they had, like, one song that I did enjoy. But I listened to, like, maybe one or two of these songs, and they are, like, nothing like the band Black Veil Brides.
Yeah, he really came into his own in his solo work, I believe.
I'm a fan.
Let's give it a shot.
And that was We Don't Have to Dance by Andy Black. It's quite different from Black Veil Brides, isn't it?
Yeah, not the biggest fan of Black Veil Brides, but that was a pretty lit track.
Yeah, it was very kind of like pop-ish in a way. Like, it's got that like upbeat, kind of like dancey like type song.
It was pretty good, pretty enjoyable, convivial.
Our next song is actually my favorite song. It's been my favorite song for a while by Hands Like Houses. It's called Spineless Crow, and if you're a frequent listener, you will know that I am a big Hands Like Houses fan. I saw them at Warped Tour, actually, in 2015, and they were a pretty great band to see live.
I'm a frequent listener. I knew that.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
All right, so enjoy Spineless Crow.
visions, an origami city falling in. Construction, creation, we are architects and kings, lifting strings down from their beds to build these homes from memory. As we're tangled in our sleep, where we are.
And that was Spineless Crow by Hands Like Houses. It really sucks that some crows don't have spines, but some of those spines are wasted on dead children. It's every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Out Council.
Thank you for that, Joe.
You're very welcome.
All right, our next song is a song like from a band that I was actually very surprised is going to Warped Tour. It's Best Day of My Life by American Authors. And I don't know, they don't really seem like the type of band that would play this show, right, Joe?
No, not really, but good for them.
Yeah, it's good that they're getting some diversity out there. So, enjoy. And that was Best Day of My Life by American Authors. So, Joe, what was the best day of your life?
Oh, wow. I mean, today has to be the best day of my life. You know, playing some great tunes on the greatest radio show in history, you know? I'm really a lucky guy. You know, we're both lucky for this opportunity, I must say. Anyway, our next song is Same Old War by Our Last Night from their album Oak Island. So, let's dive right in.
And that was Same Old War by Our Last Night. Now, Our Last Night is a band that I've been listening to for a while. I saw them at Warped Tour as well, and I remember before they went on, I was talking to a girl who had seen them a bunch, and they're like, you know, the bassist likes to make really uncomfortable eye contact with people in the crowd. And I didn't believe her until it happened to me twice. And it got to a point where while he's playing music on stage, we're wiggling our eyebrows at each other. So I thought that was a pretty cool moment in my life.
So our next song is Revolution by Barbed Wire Dolls, which I realize has some dark subject matter, which I in fact do not condone. It's something that our friend Will would condone, but we're not about that life. So
it's a bit too left-wing for Joe, but Joe's also a bit too right-wing for everyone else.
All right, whatever.
All right, let's listen. So, that was Revolution by Barbed Wire Dolls, and me and Joe have a bit differing opinions on this. What did you think, Joe?
I mean, I thought the lyrical content was pretty buns, but, song was nice and catchy. Good tune.
Yeah, sure. just go into your PSA.
Well, so, our friend Peter has been texting us that our song choice is trash, and you know, in order to have an opinion so misconstrued and stupid, you must either be him or not have graduated high school. And you know, some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students are not finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. To support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
You know, Joe, we just got a message from Peter saying he did like your PSA transition. He laughed at it. Thanks, Peter.
Then I have to work on it if he liked it.
All right, our next song is A Part of Me by Neck Deep, featuring Laura Whiteside. And do you have anything to say about this, Joe? I know you're a somewhat Neck Deep fan.
It's a good band. I don't know who Laura Whiteside is, but maybe she's better than Laura Blackfront.
That was a very bad joke. I am so sorry about that. All right, Neck Deep. And that was A Part of Me by Neck Deep.
Our next song is a song by a band I very much enjoy, Bowling for Soup, who some of you listeners are probably familiar with their one of their hit tracks, Almost.
Such a classic band.
Classic.
You gotta love them.
You do.
All right. Let's give it a listen.
So strap in. We'll be right back.
keep it all to myself. I almost wrote a song about you today, but I tore it all.
And that was Almost by Bowing for Soup, a song about things that almost happened. So Joe, what is something that almost happened to you recently?
Well, Alex, I almost got to read a PSA about 17 million dying children, but fortunately I am unable to locate it at the moment, which is very unfortunate, because one of my favorite hobbies is reading to people about dead children, and I'm kind of lost without it. If anyone could locate this missing PSA and return it to me, I will give you a small reward of a handshake and a and a thank you. So, right, big money.
Do you want to read another PSA for us instead?
Sure. When someone is having a stroke, they might not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. F-A-S-T. F, face dropping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke. Fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and who else but the Ad Council.
You gotta love the Ad Council.
Love those people. Ad Council, if you're listening, I love you.
Please return our 17 million dead children PSA.
Yes.
All right. Our next song is, I think it's pronounced Stovall, by a band called Microwave. I think they're playing on the Ernie Ball stage, which is a kind of like, it's a discovery stage. They have a bunch of like really small bands play on it, so this band isn't quite yet big enough to play on a main stage, so I think they're a pretty good band though, so enjoy.
Make it right. I tried to look away. A few more steps and we'd have made it here, bed. But sometimes a few more steps is hard to do.
And that was Stovall by Microwave. Our next song is Aliens by one of my favorite band names, Naked Walrus.
Now, Peter would appreciate this band because they have 99 monthly listeners, which is pretty underground.
I would say.
Yeah, they're so underground that we couldn't find the lyrics to this song anywhere online. Like, anywhere.
It was buns.
Yeah, so let's hope they don't curse at all. Great. That was Aliens by Naked Walrus.
Pretty decent track. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was alright.
Pretty lit.
They got a cool band logo. It's like It's like two little tusks that come together to make a W for like walrus, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. None of the band members play naked though, so. But it's half kind of makes sense. Anyway, our next song is "Trouble" by Never Shout Never, which I think is a pretty good song.
I always find it funny looking at, like, when you see the singer, I think it's only one guy, the Never Shout Never, but when you look at him, he looks like, he's got, like, tattoos and piercings and everything, but the, like, the music he's, like, sings is really, really acoustic, so isn't that kind of funny?
Yeah, it's,
It's entertaining.
Yes.
You expect him to start screaming instead of singing, so enjoy.
I'm in trouble, I'm an addict, I'm addicted to this girl. She's got my heart tied in a knot and my stomach in a whirl. But even worse, I can't stop calling her. She's all I want and more. I mean, damn, what's not to adore? I've been playing too much guitar, I've been listening to jazz. I call so many times, I swear she's going mad. And that cellular will be the death of us, I swear, in I'm running my mouth just like I got her, but I surely don't. Because she's so rock and rolling out of my league. Is she out of my league? Let's hope not. I'm in trouble, I'm so cliche. See, that word just wears me out. Makes me feel like just another boy to laugh and joke about. But even worse, I can't stop calling her. I love to hear that voice. And honestly, I'm left with no choice. I've been playing too much guitar, I've been listening to jazz. I call so many times, I swear she's going mad. And that cellular will be the death of us, I swear, in I'm running my mouth just like I got her, but I surely don't, because she's so rock and rolling out of my league. Is she out of my?
That was "Trouble" by Never Shout Never, and our next song is "The Three of Us" by Streetlight Manifesto. So, let's give it a whirl.
I will never defend a man who makes amends with any enemy's friends. I will never pretend.
And that was The Three of Us by Streetlight.
What? By Streetlight, as Will pointed out to us on the website. I had forgot to put the whole band name in. They are Streetlight Manifesto.
So anyway, our next song is Superman by Goldfinger, which unfortunately is an artist that were requested to us by our friends Peter and Will, and normally would never take those requests because their music tastes, especially Peter's, are quite Bunzeroni and Lake Titicaca.
I told you not to say that.
It's too cool to listen to the man, aka you. And that's not what I meant, but you know what I meant. So anyway, enjoy, or try to enjoy. And that was Superman by Goldfinger. Unfortunately, we are out of time, and that will be our last track. I'm DJ Hoey D.
And I'm DJ Anxiety.
This has been Don't Assume My Genre, and we will play some more rockin' tunes for you good people next week, Thursday at 11. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Thanks for tuning in.
Bye-bye now.